Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Mick McCrory. He is a graduate admissions counselor for the University of Jamestown based on their Fargo campus. And Mick, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks again for joining us and taking time to join us. Mick joining us, of course, from the Fargo campus, as I pointed out, and we're going to talk today about the Masters in Leadership program and maybe a little bit more about their online program coming up in January. But Mick, maybe for some of our listeners who are unaware of what the Masters in Leadership is, would you mind explaining a little bit about that?
Sure. We have what's called a Master of Arts in Leadership program, and this started probably 2 or 3 years ago as an idea, and we went out to the communities of basically Jamestown. We had some help from some faculty members on the UJ campus there. We have a lot of people in the Fargo area that saw the need for something like a Master of Arts in Leadership program. So we basically came out and surveyed 20 to 30 businesses in Jamestown and in the Fargo area on what their needs were, and we fashioned this Master of Arts in Leadership program on what they needed.
And the Masters in Leadership, or the Leadership program, has been a part of the university for longer than that. But the Masters, as you said, Mick, was kind of introduced, just more recently than that.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we've been, this will be our fifth cohort starting in January.
Starting in January. Perfect. So again, Mick McCrory again with the University of Jamestown Fargo campus talking about the Masters in Leadership program. So Mick, what is kind of like the mix of students that you get involved with this Masters in Leadership program? It is separate than some of the other programs that the university offers, but it's very unique.
It really is, Warren. We have business partners that range from banking, healthcare, nonprofits. It just goes on. We have 13 business partners, and we really don't advertise those. Mm-hmm. We get students from nonprofit, like I said, banking, business. There's like 50 students that we have right now.
50 students right now?
Mm-hmm.
Goodness. Okay. So who would you say, Mick, would benefit more from a master's in leadership program? Like you said, there's a mix of students in there from different groups, but the master's in leadership program really benefits all those students in a unique way.
It really does. You know, the biggest question I get, or one of the biggest questions I get most often, is what is the difference between a Master of Arts in Leadership and an MBA? People who do hiring for businesses and nonprofits know what they're getting when they see someone who has an MBA or is working towards an MBA. Mm-hmm. They want someone in their nonprofit or their business to accent that business. So the difference between the two is that the MBA does have some soft skills, people skills. There's finance involved, there's ledgers involved and things like that. It's more on the business side. The Master of Arts in Leadership program at the University of Jamestown is all about people skills. Okay. We have foundations class. We have classes in strategy, innovation, and imagination. We have diversity class. We have public policy. We have servant and transformational leadership. So from that, you can glean that we are educating people to take care of people.
Mm, okay, that makes sense. Again, Mick McCrory joining us here on Let's Talk About It. The Masters in Leadership program offered through the University of Jamestown. Mick joining us from the Fargo campus. Mick, let's talk a little bit about the online program coming up in January now that we have a kind of a better understanding of what the Masters in Leadership is. There's an online program coming up in January. Tell us some more about this.
Well, one other thing that I need to mention too is that the Master of Arts in Leadership is has two tracks.
Okay.
There's a business leadership track and there's a nonprofit leadership track. The business track would obviously go with somebody who is in banking. The nonprofit track would be someone that works for Ann Carlson or Make-A-Wish of North Dakota, something like that. The online portion is a way for people that travel a distance. So we have the online delivery and we have the hybrid delivery. Hybrid delivery is here in Fargo. Classes are 8 weeks and they meet 3 Saturday mornings per 8 week session. So they meet on the first Saturday, they will meet somewhere in the middle, and then they'll meet again at the end. And that gives everybody a chance to get into the same room and bounce ideas off each other, because these people come from all different kinds of job sectors.
Absolutely. And of course, you make it so all of them can get together at those times in order to do it, because even there is a, it sounds like there is kind of a dedication that needs to be had as far as time goes. But it's able to allow different, like you said, Mick, different businesses and different individuals from different, different jobs to be able to take this course.
Exactly. One of the biggest questions too is, can I do this and work full time? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, you can do this and work full time. We know that you have a job. There is a project based at the end of this that when students call me and say, well, what's this final project about? It's not a thesis, it's a project. And what they do is they identify something at work, whether it's a business or a nonprofit, and they decide with their supervisors what kind of a project they'll do. So we kill two birds with one stone. We get something done for who they work for, and we also get the project done for the Master of Arts in Leadership program.
Very good. Mick McCrory, again, he is the graduate admissions coordinator for the University of Jamestown on their Fargo campus. He's joining us right now here on Let's Talk About It. So, Mick, let's talk about how individuals can get more information about this program, sign up for it, or just read more about it. I'm sure there's plenty of ways they can do that.
There is. You know, they can call the campus. They could call me. But where they get the most information is just go to uj.edu and click on graduate programs, and the information's right there.
Excellent. Very good. So uj.edu, the main source, the big place to go. But of course, you can contact Mick, as he said, or the University of Jamestown campus in Jamestown. Mick, anything else we're missing about the Master's in Leadership program or about the online program coming up in January that we may have missed or that you wanted to talk more about?
Well, we have some opportunities coming up this next semester. Mm-hmm. Last year, the students that wanted to went to Germany, and a lot of them did their projects there. This year, Lonnie Peterson, our program director, is taking them to Italy. So there's study abroad that they can take advantage of. It's just a very, very well-rounded program.
It sounds like a lot of opportunity in there too, right, Mick?
There really is. And people are already excelling at their jobs. They're already getting promoted and things like that. And it's just real exciting to see.
Excellent. So if you want more information on the Master's in Leadership program, uj.edu, the place to go. Mick, thank you so much for taking some time and joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thank you, Warren.